This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he directed the departments to prepare a proposal for fast-track courts to tackle paper leaks, and they worked continuously and submitted the draft to him late last night. In a video message last night, Mr. Modi said, "This draft, which includes provisions for fast-track courts and stringent punishment, will be discussed by the Cabinet today." He said after incorporating the suggestions of Cabinet colleagues, it will be given its final shape. The Prime Minister said as the second week of Parliament begins on Monday, the government will make every effort to get this bill passed by the House at the earliest.
मैंने फास्ट ट्रैक कोर्ट के लिए विभागों को निर्देश दिए थे. विभागों ने लगातार मेहनत करके देर रात मुझे मुसद्दा भी दे दिया. फास्ट ट्रैक कोर्ट और कठोर सजा के प्रावधान के साथ का ये मुसद्दा कैबिनेट में चर्चा होगी. कैबिनेट के साथियों के सुझाव के बाद उसका अंतिम रूप दिया जाएगा और सोमवार से संसद का दूसरा सप्ताह शुरू हो रहा है, तब जल्द से जल्द उस बिल को सदन में पारित कराने का प्रयास किया जाएगा.
Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till Monday as ruckus continued for the fifth consecutive day today over various issues, including the NET paper leak. When the Rajya Sabha met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., Minister of State for Home, Nityananda Rai, introduced the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026. The bill aims to further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. After the introduction of the bill, the opposition parties again started sloganeering over the NET issue. As the pandemonium continued, the Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House for the day till Monday. The Lok Sabha has also been adjourned for the day. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to discuss the NET paper leak issue from day one. He said due to certain conditions being imposed by the Congress, the discussion has not been able to proceed. Mr. Rijiju said it is the collective sentiment of all the members that there should be a meaningful discussion on the issue. The minister said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured the nation that a stringent law will be brought on this matter. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, has informed that New Delhi Metro Station has been closed till further instructions. The DMRC also informed that no interchange facility shall be available at this station. President Draupadi Murmu today called for expanding economic and investment ties between India and Romania, saying the two countries have immense untapped potential for deeper commercial cooperation. Addressing the India-Romania Business Forum in Bucharest, the president said Romania's strategic location, skilled workforce and strong integration with the European Union make it a valuable partner for India and a gateway to the wider European market. President Murmu said the proposed India-European Union Free Trade Agreement will be a landmark in strengthening economic ties by promoting trade, investment and resilient supply chains. She also highlighted the importance of its early implementation to create new opportunities for businesses, MSMEs and startups. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan, Gujarat and Madhya Maharashtra for the day. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Bihar, Karnataka, West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. Similar weather conditions will continue over northeast India during the next 2 days. The world-famous Bahura Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra is underway in the holy city of Puri in Odisha. The Pahandi ritual has been completed and the deities have been ceremonially seated on their respective chariots. The pulling of the chariots is expected to commence after the completion of the remaining customary rituals. India's Anahat Singh has entered the semi-finals of World Junior Squash Championships after beating Egypt's Habiba Rizk 11-7, 11-5, 6-11, 11-9 in the quarterfinals. With this win, Anahat has become the first Indian to reach back-to-back semi-finals in the World Juniors and is a firm favourite to win the title. And with that, we end this news bulletin.